It's a rare blue sky day in between autumn storms of mid-September at Five Finger Lighthouse. More than 40 miles north of Petersburg, the light endures on a wind-swept, salt-sprayed rock on the inside passage. Humpback whales feed offshore, fattening up for their long trip to Hawaii, while sandhill cranes have already started their migration south. Today, those aren't the only sounds on the island. A work party for the Five Finger Lighthouse Society tackles a list of projects, winterizing the building, draining pipes, putting away equipment, and buttoning up windows and doors. Interpretive signs along the trails of the small island are stowed away until next year. The Society has assumed ownership and maintenance of the light. For years, a Juneau-based organization did that work. Now this group of Petersburg residents is putting more shingles on a new roof for the boathouse. The old one blew off last winter. They're also getting a troublesome generator to run.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, the roof project still has some ways to go.
Joseph Quitzlin is one of the volunteers, and he's been here multiple times to the remote spot.
Well, it's hard to get here.
Yeah.
I've only been here on calm days, but the really cool thing about it is it's right in the middle of everything. You know, there's so much life going on around here with whales swimming right along the shore and seals and birds all over the place. And it has its own unique little biosphere of critters out here.
Besides being far from other places, the island is a difficult spot to get ashore. Anchoring nearby is not easy. There are a few places to tie a boat up to the rock when tides and waves cooperate. There's a rusting ladder up steep rock and rock stairs to an access ramp. Eric Castro is a board member of the society.
You know, there's been efforts to be able to increase the safety as far as access. That's one of the major challenges that still exists, really, you know, is accessing the island. You know, so even though there are hundreds of people that, you know, pass by, the transit by this island, you know, getting onto the island is one of the major obstacles.
This lighthouse building dates back to 1935, built in the Art Deco style. It replaced one completed in 1902 that burned to the ground in 1933. The light itself is automated now. The last year-round Coast Guard crew to live there left their names in the basement of the building in 1984. It's peaceful out here in between storms, but evidence of harsh conditions is everywhere. The salt air has rusted a horseshoe on the shop building nearly away. Inside the light itself, someone's built a system of indoor gutters to move the rain that leaks in. Board member Karen Dillman says there's been a lighthouse keeper on site for part of the past two summers, and the group has someone lined up again for part of next year as well. She's hoping a local fundraising effort will help the society land some grant money.
I think that's the main goal, is really just tapping into some other grants too that really would like catapult the whole, you know, process into a whole other realm, just because of the power situation, the solar power, the access. Those are big ticket items if you want to have more people show up and use it as a retreat.
Lighthouse keepers welcome visitors on passing boats while the structure is open, usually at least part of the time between May and September. The light has also housed whale research in the past and even yoga sessions for cruise ship passengers. The owners hope it could be a destination again.
You know, you have to have the right person, right group of people who can come out here, and with the knowledge that they might be left out here for a week or more at a time, you know, due to inclement weather and just an inability to be able to make it off the island. So it takes a certain kind of grit in order
and
to be able
flexibility,
to.
Flexibility. Like, you don't want to have a plane to catch tomorrow and come out here the day before or something.
Yeah.
That could change.
Besides fixing things that break, the society has a list of things that would make the island more livable, like a new bank of batteries to store power from the solar panels and that better access ramp. The society has solicited donations from artists, and they have an online auction underway. They also plan a show of artwork at Petersburg's Clausen Museum in October. From Five Finger Light, I'm Joe Vicnicki.